So it makes me wonder why we're not teaching our young people. And so, Sean, why don't you tell me, what is the Josh Gibson Foundation doing to educate our community more so on your great-grandfather and greats before and after him?
Well, like you said earlier, we do have the Josh Gibson Foundation in the Hill District, and we serve over 60 kids in our after-school program, over 60 kids in our summer camps, over 150 kids in our baseball program.
Great.
We have a high school curriculum, which is kids that have been inside of sports. So those are some of the things that we're doing. But what I want to say about the opera is we're bringing our kids to the opera because, again, you know, I've been to my first opera in 2014 when Dan invited me to there. So I think as African-Americans, you know, we're not exposed to these things. So what I want to do is definitely expose our kids to the foundation, not only my foundation, but my own kids to the opera world. And because, one, the way I look at it is to see this cast, the All-American cast. We have Denise Graves, who's playing Josh's lady friend, girlfriend. Alfred Walker, who's playing Josh Gibson. And, you know, this may inspire some kid to be, even if not an opera singer, just being theater, being the arts. So that's the goal that I want to educate our youth. And even I said we're going into the community and talking to the African-American people about the opera, you know, and I'm stressing, like you said, it's not really... it's a Pittsburgh story. It's our story.
Right.
It's an African-American story. So it's a baseball story. So you're going to hit every aspect of opera people, sports, African-Americans, history. So it's going to bring a whole diverse community involved. And that's the main thing we want to do. We really want a lot of kids. Well, the matinee is already sold out.
The
student matinee is May 4th.
Okay.
And it's already sold out. So we're actually pushing people to the May 7th night, which is the Josh Gibson Foundation night, which is the other matinee at 3 p.m. So, you know, for us, you know, as African-Americans, we just really want this to get out there, come. And again, what I want to say is tickets start at $12. You know what I mean? You can get a ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tickets go from $12 to $165.
I mean, cigarettes cost more than $12.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
cut the hat and get a ticket.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know, there's no excuse. You know what I mean? And you get the code, you get a couple dollars off.
$12.
Right. You use the POJGF code, you got a couple. But we made it reasonable where...
everybody can be a part of it.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you a personal question. Not too personal, but you knew your great-grandfather.
Mm-mm.
You never met him.
He died in 1947. I'm not
double. Okay. Oh. I mean, I tried it. But knowing his, I mean, you had to learn about him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just hearing stories from your family and things like that, how do you think he would look at this?
You know,
production
we talk about
life.
This. So, my grandfather, Josh Gibson Jr., his son, also played in the Negro League. So, of course... he was the one who I got all my stories from, and he was blessed to be a bat boy.
Yeah.
I mean, so we have pictures of him being a bat boy. He's probably looking down like, come on. I mean, we're alive, and I can't believe he got in the opera.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Right. Okay.
But, you know, Josh has accomplished a lot. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's in several Hall of Fames. He's one of the top 100 players in the 20th century. He has several books. You know, so he's out there. It just need people like us to keep it out there.
Yeah.
And have the younger generation grow up, push. Because once we're dead and gone, we need somebody to continue that legacy.
Keep that
That's
legacy.
What I'm trying to educate the youngs to keep it on. But we're very excited, very happy. Couldn't have the better partners of the Pittsburgh Opera and Dan Steinberg. I mean, this is a life-changing event for us because... not only will it be here in Pittsburgh, it'll be in Detroit next year.
Awesome.
Right.
Okay.
And that's one of the things for the foundation and awareness of Josh. We're going to bring awareness. And with this opera, it's opened up a whole nother audience, not only to Josh, but the foundation as well. And then going to Detroit, it's going to open up another doors for us as well, too.
Why Detroit? Is it just a city that
They wanted to be a part
of? Nice.
Right. So, but me personally, I would like for to go to every Negro League city.
Yeah.
So there's Negro League teams.
Speaking into the existence.
Right,
you know,
right,
if you want a tour, it's going to be a tour. You know, watch out because Ava could jump on it and make a movie.
If we get Whammo to be our big sponsor.
What's good? Yeah. No pressure at all. The GM is not here to make that decision. So I'll relate the message, though. I will. So once again, let's get the information on how we can get tickets because you said the first matinee is sold out. So
that's for students only.
For students only. Okay.
But April 29th, May 2nd, May 5th, and May 7th. May 7th is the Josh Gibson Foundation night, which will have some celebrities in that night.
Mm-hmm.
Franco Harris, Charlie Batch, Sean Casey, and Al Oliver. And then we're also having a reception afterwards. So any information they want to get for tickets, they can go to www.joshgibson.org. click on Summer King Tickets, and the promo code POJGF will be automatically applied to that 10% discount.
Is it joshgibson.org or Josh Gibson Foundation? It's
joshgibson.org. Right.
Just got to get it right, because people be like, he ain't saying it right. He ain't the foundation.
Listen, if y'all need to do it, just Google Josh Gibson.
There you go. You got it.
First thing on the search engine.
Boom. The Summer King Pittsburgh Opera. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for being here. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it. You need to feel really proud, because you fight really hard for this man. And if we know anything about your great-grandfather, it's because of you. Well, definitely.
That's me and the family. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know when people say, oh, you got to say the family. So I got me and the family.
That means the cousin, the second cousin, the third cousin, that one cousin you don't like, you too. We have, that's what's good in your hood. It's WAMO 100.